Get that and heaps more anytime, anywhere.
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.
We're sitting down watching The Project with my fiance last night, eating some dinner because I eat dinner at 6 o'clock because I am an old man. But Mount Isa come up as a topic, and it wasn't for good reasons, I'll be honest. So this might upset a few people as to why it was on The Project, but basically there is a Facebook page called the SH Star T Towns of Australia. And apparently our little old town of Mount Isa has made the cut for, I think, the top 20 or something like that. It's disappointing. I don't know who's in charge of this page, but I think we need to give them a piece of our mind. But Peter Hellyer on The Project, he sort of jumped in and tried to do a bit of defence, to do a quick little ad for Mount Isa.
In Mount Isa, you'll find the biggest rodeo in the Southern Hemisphere, plus the Lake Mundara Fishing Classic and the world's best vanilla slice.
What was that?
Fishing Classic and the world's best vanilla slice.
The world's best vanilla. This is news to me. The first two, absolutely. Of course I knew about these two facts about Mount Isa. But where is Peter Hellyer got information that the world's best vanilla slice is in Mount Isa? And if so, where the hell is it? No one's told me. Why does he know on The Project? I don't even know if he's been in the town. 13, 12, 16, if you can tell me where this vanilla slice is, because I'm a huge fan. And quite frankly, I'm disappointed that no one's told me that the world's best vanilla slice is in this town.
Get up with JV
on Mount Isa's Hit 102.5.
Speaking about James Maloney, remember James Maloney? He's been one of the, well, I reckon one of the best halves over the last 10 years in rugby league. Not the best, but up there with one of the best. James Maloney played for the Penrith Panthers in his last season before retiring and moving overseas. Now, he's signed now with the Catlins Dragons, which is a French place. And he's obviously enjoying life at the moment in the off-season, scooting around, getting to know France, beautiful part of the world. But it turns out for old Jimmy Maloney, a few language barriers are taking hold for him. This has been confirmed when he went to a pharmacy to pick up some cold and flu tablets. Yep, his wife was feeling a bit ill. Cold and flu tablets, he went there with his wife and his four kids. Got in there, asked for it, said that there might have been something lost in translation. After he left, looked in the bag and noticed that the pharmacist actually gave him a packet of condoms. It might have been a language barrier, or the French pharmacist that just knew that he used to play for the Blues and was like, don't let him breed anymore.
Get up with JV
on Mount Isa's Hit 102.5.
I know if hits an old school across the northwest, this is Mount Isa's Hit 102.5. Joined by a special guest today. His name is Michael. Michael from the band Silver Line. Welcome to the show, mate.
It's great to be here.
Got
Thank
your
you.
Song there. Got your new single there. Now, the reason that we've got you on the show today is we live in a community where farming and a lot of the tough times and from the drought has affected a lot of people, but yourself and the band Silverline, first of all, can you tell us a bit about yourselves and can you tell us about what you're doing with this new single?
Kathy and I both grew up in the bush. As you can tell, I'm from America by the accent.
Whereabouts?
I grew up in, actually in Seattle.
All right.
Not in Seattle, but, you know, out in the country. And, but I lived the last 10 years before moving here, I lived in Nashville. So, a good man gets around.
I don't know. It depends on how you take the term "gets around." If you want to put it,
I know. That's what I meant. Yeah,
because Mum tried to teach me the opposite. Now, Michael, the new single "Let the Rain Fall." Of course, for a lot of people that have done it tough, we obviously did it tough in the northwest from too much rain earlier. But the droughts have affected a lot. What made you? First of all, of course, you said you grew up in the bush, but what made you decide, let's have this song to help out those who are doing it tough?
We travel out to some friends, dear old friends of ours that live in Warren, New South Wales. Warren is way out west in the bush, and he runs a spray rig. Mm-hmm. And the last few times we've been out there, we really noticed how dry it was and how the animals are starting to become thinner and thinner. And, of course, we get, you know, the news reports and everything. And so Kathy and I just felt inspired to write a song that would be a song of encouragement and really sort of a prayer for the farmers. I know they do it tough. I know, farming is a difficult thing to make a living at. even in good times.
And so
we decided to write the song. Then, you know, as the song had gotten recorded and we were getting ready to release the song, we decided, you know, it's one thing to write a song and it's good. It's encouraging. It raises awareness. But we wanted to put our money where our mouth was.
Yeah,
so we
that.
Decided that the proceeds from this single, all the proceeds will go to Rural Aid. Now, Rural Aid runs the Buy a Bale program.
Yeah.
For the farmers.
I love that. It is, as you said, it is one thing to write the song, but to put your money where your mouth is, that's what's made this story a little bit special for mine.
But every little bit helps.
And, yeah.
You know, we just made the decision to do that. So anytime you download it, and it's on all of the streaming services, all the money goes to Rural Aid.
Yeah, amazing stuff. And I love the attitude, love the effort, the song as well. It is from the band Silver Line. It's called Let the Rain Fall. And all the proceeds helping out Rural Aid with the buyer bail. Well done, Michael, and thanks for catching up with me on the show.
No worries. All the best. Have a good time.
Get up with JB
on Mount Isa's Hit 102.5.
Twitter Tuesdays returns. This is the segment where Carly joins me in the studio and we talk about something that's been blowing up the internet, that's been blowing up on Twitter. What is this week's topic, Carly? And first of all, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Justin. It's close to home, actually. North Queenslanders Tess and Luke, everyone surely knows by now, they won the block.
The amount of money that these guys win, no matter what, is the show. If you want to go on any show, this has got to be it, sure.
And you want to be cashed up at the end. Yeah, it's the one for it. And that's actually what's got everyone talking on Twitter, JB. A lot of people are peeved off because they reckon that Tess and Luke, the Cairns couple, won and yet did the least amount of work.
How does that work? Like, I don't understand. I know they have tradies and stuff doing all the work. What are some of the comments that Twitter's throwing about?
Okay, here we go. This one saying, hashtag the block, the only place on earth where the people who do the least get paid the most. This one, you have to do a bit of maths. Tess and Luke made a profit of 630K. That's about 210K per actual hours worked.
So they reckon they did 3 hours work in the 12 weeks that they're there. Come on.
That's a
bit rich.
Pointless tweet straight away. Like, are they? We're there for 3 months. They did some work.
I bet they want to talk to the manager of the block as well.
Exactly. This fella thinks he's a comedian. He says, what a shame Tess and Luke can't purchase a new attitude that cash.
Goodness gracious. That, to me, that means you've worked smarter.
Well, if you've been,
because it's not based on the judges. The judges have their opinions, and yes, they do that during the week. But the final result, these are actual people buying them.
That's right.
So if someone's to spend more money and you've had to work least, then you're a genius. You've been the best person there.
The St. Kildians went in there and they splashed their cash around and they liked what they saw. So, yeah, you're right. They got off with doing the least amount of work and they got the most money.
It's smart. If I roll in here and I can do something, it takes bugger all and I earn bloody a heap of money, someone else works their guts out, then no stress for me. That's genius. What I do like is that that the guys who were jerks to everyone got last.
Yeah, we won't talk about them. Mitch.
Get that and heaps more anytime, anywhere.
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.